The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Fresh hour of First Take on the way here, guys. Nobody saw this coming with the Chiefs. How much of their slow start is on Patrick Mahomes? Plus, Stephen A., the Knicks lost to the Magic. Is Stephen A.'s finger on the panic button? Yes, it is. Plus, Kyler and the Cards look unstoppable. Which NFC powerhouse is their biggest threat? All that coming up in the second hour First Take. But first, Tommy Brady becomes the first quarterback to throw 600 career TD passes. Can we give the man a round of applause? Brady's latest milestone came on a 9-yard touchdown strike to Mike Evans late in the opening quarter against the Bears. Evans threw the ball to a fan in the stands before realizing the significance, but they were able to get it back, so it's all good. And then he went to him a couple more times. The Bucs are averaging over 40 points per game in their four home games a season, tied for the seventh most through a team's first four home games in a season since 1970. That was the merger. But are they the best offense in the NFL? The Cowboys' offense ranks slightly ahead of the Bucs in both yards and points per game this season. Stephen A., cover your ears. Ryan Clark back here with us. Michael, I think I know which way you're going, but I want to start with you anyway, playmaker. Which offense is more dangerous? Is it Tampa Bay or Dallas?
Oh, and listen, Tampa Bay has a dangerous offense. And that slant route that we just showed Mike Evans catching, that's a big boy play. Mm-hmm. That's a big boy play. And Dallas really don't have any of those kinds of receivers, those big boy receivers to make those kinds of plays. But they do have great receivers that can make plays all over the football field. And the one asset that I'll pull out on offense that I said Dallas has that Tampa does not have is an ability to get yards from the quarterback position with Dak Prescott that Tom Brady cannot give you. Everything else they both have. Everything else they both have. They both have, and Dak even has a better run game than Tom Brady has back there. So when you start talking about the best offense, we got to start talking about how can you attack defenses. And yes, Tom Brady is the master at breaking down defenses and making plays on them. But Dallas, the Dallas Cowboys have the best offense in the NFC. Bar none. Now, I'm not just talking about better than the Bucs. I'm talking about, period, the best offense in the NFC with their ability to hit you any kind of way they want.
Well, let me say this. I mean, I certainly can't argue with you based on the way they've looked. I mean, we got to stop the presses. I mean, they went up against those Philadelphia Eagles, right? I mean, of course, we saw them go against Tampa Bay and the Chargers the first 2 weeks of the season, but then after that, they went against the Super Bowl contenders that are the Philadelphia Eagles.
Those
stout defenders known as the Carolina Panthers without Christian McCaffrey, okay? They went up against
the Patriots.
They went up against the New York Giants. I mean, just stop the presses.
Giants really had a big win this weekend.
And of course, the Patriots. I mean, really stop the presses, y'all. I mean, my God. I mean, just look at them. It's something special to behold. It really, really is. What I see, when I see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I see you give me Dak Prescott, I give you Tom Brady. I understand that Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard are no joke, but Leonard Fournette ain't nothing to sneeze at, particularly in that offense. You give me Amari Cooper and obviously a C.D. Lamb and stuff like that. I will remind you about that brother Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin are nothing to sneeze at either, not to mention their tight ends with Gronk and the crew. All I'm trying to say is this. When I take all of those things into consideration, then I take into account the 7-time Super Bowl champion, that is Tom Brady, and I juxtapose that to a guy that's won a couple of playoff games in Dak Prescott. Forgive me if I'm going to say it's Tampa Bay, bro.
I'm just curious, Stephen A., when you mention their schedule and who they beat, why don't you mention the Chargers? Why don't you mention that it was a two-point game against the Bucs without Zach Martin? Why did you just focus on
the Chargers?
I didn't hear that.
It's okay, Stephen A. Because here's what you have going for you.
Okay.
It's basketball season.
Yes.
You will actually be able to win a debate on your own show. Because as long as it's football season, you're going to keep taking these L's.
Okay.
And here's another one, because it's the Cowboys. And the hard thing about coming on this show and saying this is this. You got to go against the GOAT. Right? The feeling is you should never go against the GOAT. And Tom Brady, to me, is playing the best ball that I've ever seen him play. He's going out of his mind. Right? You have all of these receivers. Early on in the season, it was Gronk. Mm-hmm. And then we saw AB come along. Both of those guys are hurt. What? You could go to Michael Irvin. I know that's what you were feeling when you were walking in here. But the thing you did was you wore the right colors. You came in here in the Cowboys colors with the star. With the star. With the star on the wrist. With the bling on the wrist. Here's what separates these two offenses. Both of these two offenses are explosive in the pass. Mm. They got quarterbacks that are making plays not only in the clutch, but anytime you need it to any wide receiver. Whether we can hit Cedric Wilson on a fourth and four if we need to, because he's that good and my quarterback's that good. What happens? Let's just say it happens that you stop the pass game, that you play deep cover two like we see teams do against the Kansas City Chiefs, and somebody has to decide we're going to turn around and hand this ball off.
And they can't do it. Tampa Bay can't win a game.
Tampa Bay can't do it and win a game. The Dallas Cowboys offense can win a football game
any way you make them play.
They're the best.
I'm sitting across from the
Chiefs. And they get Leo Collins back.
They're the most complete. Here's what I like about playmakers.
We got all reasons why they missing games now.
We got dudes
getting in trouble all the time. Are we sure they're going to be available? That's all I'm trying to say. Are we sure they're going to be available?
That is a staple of the Dallas Cowboys. We will miss games in any type of way we can.
That's right.
But the final thing is this, and I'm a one-up the playmaker on Dallas for the first time in his life. Okay. Somebody is more excited about the Cowboys than he is.
Oh, Lord.
He sold them short. He said they're the best offense in the NFC. The Dallas Cowboys are the most complete offense in the entire league.
Now you come over for dinner this week anytime. You're saying some good stuff. He knows what he's talking about.
I get what y'all saying, and I do understand that I'm sitting across from two Super Bowl champions. A dude that never played football, never thought about playing football, never wanted to play football. I'm sitting across from two Super Bowl champions. That's cool. But, you know, it's interesting because Ryan was acting like I'm losing debates. Ryan was wrong twice.
He said you lost all of them.
He just didn't show up the weeks he was wrong. I'm going to let that go. He was off, okay? He didn't show up when I was looking for him, when I was right. But that's neither here nor there. We'll get him later because they ain't going to be the only time he's been wrong. That's number one. Number two, here's how I answer this question. When you say the better offense, are we talking right now? Because, see, I'm projecting. And I'm thinking about the postseason. And I'm thinking about the Cowboys and the Bucs and who's going to be the best offense when it counts. That's where I'm at. Because I already brought up the schedule. That cupcake schedule over the last 4 or 5 weeks that the Cowboys have been experiencing. I mean, you want to write home about that, you go right ahead. You go right ahead and get caught up in it.
Stephen, I'm not. How are you the star of the show? You write the show. You change the show.
Let me get credit for something. You change the questions, and you go to different things. I didn't do that.
I don't believe what I'm seeing. Yeah, I give them respect. I know they're a potent offense. We knew that coming into the season. But when you say they're the best, I am allergic to making such proclamations about anything Dallas Cowboys and the best. Those are oxymorons as far as I'm concerned.
I cannot do it.
I'm looking at them, Philly, Carolina, Giants, New England Patriots.
You play when they put on the schedule.
Can I give the former Cowboy the Hall of Famer the final word?
Not just did they win, but how they look with the win while they were winning. That's why we are here to break it down. And you see what the Dallas Cowboys look
like. But does the competition matter? I mean, if you're a giant in a small man's contest, ain't you gonna look taller than everybody else? I mean, damn! What you want me to say?
Come on, this isn't David and Goliath. Let's relax.
No. I'm just saying that the Dallas Cowboys, who have you gone against last month?
All right. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh, hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. The Las Vegas Raiders are currently leading the AFC West after yesterday's 33-22 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. The Raiders are 5-2 through seven games this season, their best seven-game start since 2016. Meanwhile, the Niners, beaten at home last night, 30-18 by the Indianapolis Colts. San Francisco has lost four straight games after starting the season 2-0 and are currently in last place in the NFC West. Nobody expected that. Stephen A., what's the biggest surprise, or bigger surprise rather, the first place Raiders or the last place Niners?
Well, I think you have to go with the Raiders simply because you're talking about them being in first place. Mm-hmm. The fact is, nobody expected that to happen, not with the way what we've seen from Kansas City over the last couple of years, and certainly not what we've seen from the Los Angeles Chargers last year with the way Justin Herbert was coming on. We didn't expect much from Denver. They've fallen back down to earth, predictably so. But we certainly looked at the AFC West and we said Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs and then everybody else. Mm-hmm. And then we looked at the Chargers as potentially being a playoff team now that they had a new coach in Brandon Staley, and you had Justin Herbert back there with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and those boys. But if you look at the Raiders right now, they're a top 10 offense. They're the number two passing attack. I'm looking at Derek Carr right now, and I'm saying, excuse me, the brother's completed 67.7% of his passes. Just 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. But the bottom line is he's making some good throws. Josh Jacobs, he's been in there. He's doing some things, running the football. They don't have a stout runner to him and Kenyon Drake. Obviously running the football, less than 4 yards a carry. But they still got a ground and pound attack. We can't ignore that. Renfro is doing his thing. Ruggs is doing his thing. Waller, even though he didn't play yesterday, he's been doing this thing. And the defense hasn't been too shabby as well. And so when I look at it from that perspective, even though they're horrible against the run, but better, considerably better against the pass and decent overall, when I look at the Las Vegas Raiders, okay, they're in first place. Give them some love, but also 2-0 since Gruden's been out with the distractions over the last two weeks. I got to give them credit for that.
Big ups on that, man. I am shocked at what I see with San Francisco. I'm a huge Kyle Shanahan fan. I think he's one of the best coaches in the National Football League. And to see this team right now to where they are, because I had them getting deep into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So for me, it's definitely the 49ers. And let me tell you something. The last few years I watched this team, last year, all the injuries. Well, all the injuries that happen on defense, you think, okay, that's a wash away year. But I've watched this man as a master on the sideline, take backup quarterbacks and play hard. You know what I mean? Win games with backup quarterbacks that there's no way he should be winning those games. And he has production on the offense. He has production right now. Elijah Mitchell, he had 100 yards yesterday. Deebo Samuel's averaging 100 yards per game, in the six games that he's played. So he has production on offense. But that defense just isn't what it used to be. And it used to be that front was so beast fight. You remember when they
should have never lost Green Bay.
I said, do you think it meant that much? Because sometimes you can go in a locker room and it's that one player, you take him out of the locker room and a lot of things change. But they got Bosa back and they're still not doing what I thought San Francisco 49ers would be doing. So I'm shocked. I knew the Raiders had a chance. We saw the Raiders play the Chiefs pretty well last year.
Right.
So you saw them coming. You saw them coming. Yeah. And then this last little bit with John Gruden.
But Jimmy G got hurt again.
Well, Jimmy G, right? And that's the reason you trade up to get the number three pick. Right. So now George Kittle's out last night. Trent Williams doesn't play. So you have those things. But to me, it's the Las Vegas Raiders. It's the Las Vegas Raiders and the way they started the season. And then we have to remember, for the last two weeks, John Gruden was there. You see them play against the Chargers. You see them play against the Bears, and this team is listless, right? This team has no energy. This is a team that's not playing well. Derek Carr kind of reverts back to some of the things we criticize him for. And then now Rich Bisaccia takes over this team, and it's been a different team the last 2 weeks against the Denver Broncos and yesterday against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I get it. Neither one of these teams are gangbusters, but the effort they play with, right? How good Derek Carr is. Derek Carr completed 91% of his passes yesterday. Sometimes you don't do that in 707 at practice, Mike. And so now you have a defense that rushes the passer. They're getting healthy on the back end. And Derek Carr is playing at such a high level. And yesterday without Darren Waller. And the biggest reason Las Vegas Raiders are the biggest surprise to me, the Kansas City Chiefs. There ain't no way in hell nobody came in here at the beginning of the season thinking and said the Las Vegas Raiders would be over the Chiefs in the West.
Let me tell you, but the answer, hold on. Let me answer the question. Let me get on you with your drivel, okay? Because let me tell you something right now. There's another reason why you should, the Raiders should be a bigger surprise than the San Francisco 49ers playmaker.
Ooh.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Say that Pete Hart is
led by Kyle Shanahan.
Yes, right.
With Jimmy Garoppolo, they are 24-11. With Kyle Shanahan. Without Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
With Kyle Shanahan.
Trash.
They are 7-28. So
right.
When you talk
Jimmy
about.
G listen,
no. It's not Jimmy G Love. They're not porn star Jimmy, no.
Just you know what
I'm saying? I'm not doing that. Well, he is porn star Jimmy, man. He'll always be porn star Jimmy. That wasn't me. That was him.
Listen, you hang out on the same street, Rodeo.
Excuse me. No. I don't. Hold it. Rodeo ain't where porn star Jimmy
was. That's where he was, on Rodeo.
Excuse me. It was off that. It was off
was
that.
Was you trying to find him?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't looking for him. You know, listen, I don't have to go
that route.
That
was the whole thing. It was broad daylight. It was Rodeo.
The point that I'm trying to make.
Carry on. I know the details
exactly.
of the story.
Let's just say, yeah, you know the details. I don't, okay? And here's the deal. I just know he went out with a porn star, okay?
Stephen A.
But here's the deal.
Stay focused.
I am staying focused, okay? Here's the deal, y'all.
The shows are crazy.
7-28, man. I mean, what do you say about that? And this is the same dude that has blown not one but two Super Bowls with his offensive play calling.
You say Jimmy G.
All right, and he's 7-28. Then Kyle Shanahan, and he's 7-28 without Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not saying that Kyle Shanahan don't know how to call plays and he ain't a good coach, but I'm like, damn, do we get to point to his record?
If you take away Tom Brady from Bill Belichick, what's his record?
Bill Belichick would prove Cleveland before he ever got to the race.
We can run that race because all day long. I'm saying, yes, he needs a quarterback. If you're telling me, oh, with Jimmy G, he's winning. But if he has these other quarterbacks, he's not winning. Every coach needs a quarterback.
Ryan, last word here, then I want to move on to something else. Bottom line is this.
Coming into the season, I expected the Los Angeles Rams to be better. I expected the Seattle Seahawks to be better than them. I expected the Cardinals to be better than them. This is what I expected from the San Francisco 49ers. Unless Trey Lance was a revelation.
And
he's not a revelation, and Jimmy G is still getting hurt. The Las Vegas Raiders to be in this place after dealing with what you had to deal with John Gruden, with trying to pull that team apart, bringing them together, and playing the way they had the last 2 weeks after starting the season hot, I think to me that's one of the bigger stories in football this year.
Of course, because they could have fell apart there. I want to ask this question why I still have you here and obviously playmaker. When we talk about Cincinnati and that beatdown they put on the Ravens, when you look at Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase playmaker, where do they rank amongst the best duos in the NFL right now?
Man, listen, and I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, wow, who would you take? And look at it. And I said, would I take Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams?
Yes.
Maybe I'll take Aaron.
Yes.
And I said,
Would I take Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins? I think they're top three right there. And I'm going to tell you, I think I would battle over, if I'm taking Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, over Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I'll give number one right now to Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. But they're tied. Those two must be tied for number two right now.
2A, 2B?
2A, 2B. Ja'Marr Chase is a beast, man. And I thought he was more of a up-the-field guy. I'm watching this dude run slants, catch that ball, break out of tackles, and go the distance. That says you're a different
I'm going to say this. Coming into the weekend, Stephen A. asked me this on Friday, and I didn't want to be a homer. So I was like, oh, they're top six. No, they are top three. And when you look at what Ja'Marr Chase is in totality, we got to see it on display against the Baltimore Ravens, and that was the first time they truly showed him use that much of the route tree.
And I talked about this even in the game before, because I said, man, for the Chargers to be who they have to be, Mike Williams has to now start playing, has to understand this is the kind of defense you will see. They're going to take the best player and put him on you, and you have to beat that best player.
Exactly.
Ja'Marr Chase beat that best player.
Wait a minute.
He beat that best player.
Would you stop being a brat? Y'all are driving me crazy with this, man.
I'm not a brat, okay?
God,
let me tell you something, right? Let me tell you something. Both of y'all, like you said, now you're going to treat him like a number one receiver and defend against him. So the implication is they hadn't done that up to this point, right?
And yesterday he did.
So what I'm asking is, do we get to see what they do under that level of duress moving forward? It is possible. It is plausible that Cincinnati has snuck up on some people. I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase is a stud. Joe Burrow's a stud. You know how I feel about him. But I'm saying, now that people, now that the surprise is over,
right,
and they ain't sneaking up on anybody any longer, is it possible we might see something different?
I'm gonna say this.
Let me tell you why. Because they have other talents making plays. Higgins is making plays.
Tyler Boyd.
And Tyler Boyd.
Uzama.
They're making plays. And that tight end.
Uzama.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Uzama. Not only
here's
is he
crazy.
A great tight end.
Here's what's crazy.
He has a run after catch ability.
I can say
that's crazy.
I can say I
Ryan,
was wrong.
Last word here.
I saw Ja'Marr Chase do this when he was 15 years old. I watched him do it in college, and I didn't think it would transfer or translate to the NFL this early.
Like this.
He's averaging 21 yards a catch.
Yeah, that's out of here.
Seamless
that's out of hand.
Transition. Yeah, that's out absolutely. Of hand. All right, RC, we will see you at FAMU. Thank
yes,
you, sir,
I can't
for
wait.
Being
Man,
with us.
I'll tell you what. Boy, this suit I got, Stephen A. If you come in one of them old school preacher blue joints, black joints or whatever, they going to think you're trying to go to a Power 5 school. They going to think you forgot you was trying to go to HBCU.
Excuse me.
I'm just letting you know.
I graduated from an HBCU. I rep HBCUs all day, every day. I have nothing to prove. I can roll up in a pair of shorts.
You're so bougie now, though, and they know it. You change.
Watch on.
You change.
You change.
On national television. See,
I stay on Southern
the
campus. Where you
the betrayal. Excuse me?
I go to Southern campus.
Because you live there. I travel to Winston about 3 times a year.
You men are a different breed, boy, I'll tell you. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. All right, how about some NBA quick takes, Mr. Smith? The Lakers got their first win of the season behind Carmelo Anthony's team-high 28 points. Melo ball. What do you think of the new-look Lakers so far?
Well, I don't like the way that they've looked. They've got to shore things up defensively. They certainly got to shore up their perimeter shooting and get things going with Russell Westbrook. But Carmelo Anthony was special last
night. Sure was.
Night. Just makes me so proud. I can't believe people actually thought this brother, it was justified, this brother being out of the league.
Yeah.
37 years of age, still doing his thing. I'm so proud.
Absolutely. It's fun to watch. Your New York Knicks picked up their first L of the season yesterday at home in the Garden to the Magic. Stephen A., did this temper your enthusiasm?
Not at all. It's 82 games. They were never going to go 82-0. You lose games like this, mere bag of shells. It's no big deal. New York, stand up. We be all right.
Man, there's 82 games. I'll remember that line. The Charlotte Hornets improved to 3-0 with a road win over the Brooklyn Nets. Did this win tell you more about the Hornets, Stephen A., or the Nets?
Well, it told me more about the Nets in terms of James Harden's got to get his game together. I don't like what I'm seeing thus far. I'm confident he will get it together, but he's got to get that three going because when he doesn't, he's not the same player. He's got to get that going. But I got to give the Charlotte Hornets some love, not just LaMelo Ball. This brother Miles Bridges, Clint Capella should have left the league for a week after getting dunked on the way that he did last year. Miles Bridges is averaging 25 a game with 8 rebounds on 44% shooting from three and 54% from the field.
Yeah.
He is a young rising star in this league who deserves some love.
He's bridging the gap. You know who else is a star? King Henry. The Tennessee Titans delivered a 27-3 beatdown of the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. Patrick Mahomes struggled passing for only 206 yards, 0 TDs, 1 interception. Mahomes already has 11 turnovers this season compared to 15 in the previous two seasons. Fine. Playmaker, how much of the Chiefs' struggles are on Mahomes?
Well, Mahomes trying to fix everything with his ability.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't because they got too many holes. So, yes, some of this has to be on him. When you keep throwing interceptions. But now you got one interception in the last 6 games. At least an interception. 8, 9 interceptions this season. Absolutely, that's on Patrick Mahomes. He has to just – Let's play some small ball. Let's just walk the ball down the field. They're taking away the big passes. They're not giving them up. Just take the dump offs and go 3, go 5, go 6 yards. Not always trying to get 50, 60, and 70 yards in one play.
You know what bothers me about you? The hypocrisy. The absolute hypocrisy that you spew over there. Now, if you were still playing, you would sit up there, you would look at the media, and everybody else, what do you expect us to do? What do you expect us to do? The offense, the defense can't stop a damn cold. They can't stop anybody. You can run on us. You can pass on us. You can do anything you want. We rank 27th in defense. We rank 28th in yards allowed. We rank 26th against the pass, right. About 28 against the run. Y'all can't do it. You might not say that to the media, but we know you're saying it because you'd be beating up people in your damn locker room. And you'd be like, I got a quarterback that's got 18 touchdown passes, 9 interceptions, okay? He's completing 67% of his passes. This brother is a Super Bowl champion, the reigning 2-time AFC champion. It ain't his fault, damn it. It's the fact that they're not doing their job. Now that we sit here today, you got your hair trimmed, you listen to your wife, you got your hair trimmed and all that stuff, and you sat up there and said, you know what? I'm going to take a different approach, a more mild-mannered, diplomatic approach. Hypocrisy. If it was anybody else, you'd be pointing to that defense. And now we go sit here and talk about Patrick Mahomes.
Pat has to take credit for what's happening. And let me tell you what bothers me, though. When I watch him, I see it's messing with him. It's messing with his confidence. But since you don't have confidence. A running, it's messing with his confidence.
I'm not worried about Patrick Mahomes' confidence.
It's messing with his confidence. Now, when you don't have a running game, you have to use the short passing game as a running game. That could help Kansas City so much because now you're sustaining drives and keeping that poor defense off the field, and they're not doing that. They're not doing it, Stephen. They dictated the defenses so long, and defense is now dictating to them, and they will not take the message. Just check it down and move the ball down the field, and Patrick Mahomes will be all right. But right now, he is part of the problem.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm looking at a Kansas City offense. Last time I checked, Andy Reid is still there. Last time I checked, Eric Bieniemy is still there. I just gave you the numbers on Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek Hill's still there. Mecole Hardman is not a scrub. Travis Kelce is that dude at the tight end spot. He's still there. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is averaging 4.7 yards per carry. So we could look at the play calling. Okay. Yeah. We could look at the defense. All right. We could also ultimately have to look at Spagnuolo, who's a Super Bowl champion, by the way, former defensive coordinator for the New York Giants. Okay?
The
defense is bad, okay?
You're from New York. You should show more love to
him. I'm like, wait a minute now. There's a whole bunch of stuff you could point to before. Is Patrick Mahomes being the caretaker that he once was? Of course not.
No.
He's already got 9 interceptions when he only threw 6 all last year. I understand that. But it's a product.
8 in the last 5 games.
I'm saying it's a byproduct of him feeling he has to overcompensate because you know this. When you show up at the practice field, you watch these brothers practice, you're looking at the games, you're going like this. Damn, these brothers can't stop anybody.
Right.
We got to try something because we got to put it on ourselves.
There's more than one something you can try. So let's try something. Let's try to score right fast to help out. Okay, that's one thing. Let's just move the ball down the field. Let's get first down.
But they're talking about the offense. Don't talk about Patrick Mahomes.
Over there sitting down.
Don't talk about Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes has to lead that offense. He has to be able to do that.
That's what Dan said, too. He's got to be a game manager.
I don't give a damn what Dan
on my Dan said it's 3-for-3.
We take that as a negative word.
I can tell
you. Hall of Famer and someone who played quarterback in the NFL.
Managing the game is not a negative word. It's really a great talent if you can do it. It's why Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowls. And last year when everybody was talking about, Patrick Mahomes, he may be able, I told everybody, I said, stop. Shut up. Stop saying that. Patrick Mahomes, you can't put him in a boat with Tom Brady because this thing can change just like that, and it has changed. That dynasty is over, buddy.
When did you say that? I didn't hear you say that. You can't put him in the same boat as Tom Brady.
This was last year at the Super Bowl. When everybody was trying to talk about he may surpass Tom Brady in Super Bowl. I said, are you guys joking? That new did. You don't even know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl. Stop putting that pressure on that man, because if he wins 3, then we're going to say he failed. He didn't come up. He didn't have a great.
He was
career.
Running for his life because he had no protection.
In the Super Bowl, he did. In the Super Bowl, he was. And that was the first crack. You said at the beginning of this year when I said, why don't you give Kansas City time to work in the offense? They were together last year. Not that offensive line. And in football, you
Fair
don't
enough.
Just pick up where you left off last year. And that offensive line needs time, and they still are not there yet.
Let me tell you something right
Dan
now.
Dan said it was a talent issue.
Listen, it's a talent issue with the offensive tackles.
Trade deadline
it's a
November
talent
2nd.
Issue on the defensive side of the ball. It is not a talent issue at the wide receiver spot, the running back spot, or the tight end spot.
Okay. Well, Patrick Mahomes posted a 6.1 QBR on Sunday. I will.
It's all right. It's awful. Yeah. It's an awful day. It's a bad day. Dead clock is right twice a day. You know, it happens.
He's a bad boy. Now, nobody's saying he's not a bad boy.
Of course.
He's a bad boy.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
There's only one unbeaten enough jobs, one unbeaten team remaining in the NFL, and it is the Arizona Cardinals. Michael, you'll be covering this game. Who beat the Texans 31-5? Kyler Murray, 17 passing touchdowns and a franchise record through seven games. According to ESPN's FPI, Arizona currently has the highest chance to make the playoffs in the NFL. Stephen A., I'll start with you. Which team is the biggest threat to Kyler and the Cards?
Absolutely, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's an easy one right there because of Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the reason. When you're talking about a threat to the Arizona Cardinals, you're talking about the reigning defending champions. You're talking about the reigning defending champions standing in the way. Now, Michael Irving, he even has to concede this. Listen, we are talking about a seven-time Super Bowl champion.
This is a very annoying take by you.
Why?
Because all I hear is bad man and all that nonsense. And now you're going to go hard for Tom Brady?
He
it's like, get
what I told
out of
him,
here
man.
With
and
that.
Rogers and them got a little,
talk about hypocrisy.
Right. See, exactly. Thank you.
I'm sorry you feel that way. But I think my position is consistent. At the beginning of the season, I said that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would defend their crown. I said if there's anybody that was standing in their way, it would be Green Bay. Obviously, Arizona's got something to say about it. I think that Green Bay could be there as well. But if you talk about, to me, the number one threat, what on earth, what reason would I have for betting against Tom Brady? I mean, if you see the way that he's playing, you see how intelligent he is, you see how he's able to neutralize opposing defenses and what have you. If you're talking about stopping a juggernaut coming down the tracks your way, it's Tom Brady that you want to do that to, because talent alone ain't going to get it. You got to know how to manipulate the game itself. Now, Aaron Rodgers, because he's a bad man. Everybody knows what my position is about the Packers. I'm not about the Packers. I'm about Aaron Rodgers. With the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's not just Tom Brady. He's the leader, but I look at their crew. And I'm saying, excuse me, if there's a team to fear, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, if there's a team that you got to look forward to having to go through, it would happen to be the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, which I said before the season even began.
Okay,
Miss
I'll
UConn.
Give you that. No, you're okay. Right about
I'm just
that.
Saying.
It's still an annoying take, but you did pick up.
It's annoying, but I'm not consistent.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you're necessarily consistent, but yeah. The Bucs will always be there. You're right. Tom Brady makes the Bucs a contender right there alone. But the real threat to the Arizona Cardinals, and trust me, Arizona's good now, and nobody's talking about they just picked up Zach Ertz. I'm telling you, that's a
big time pickup.
That's, oh my God,
big time pickup.
When they did, that worries me. Yeah. That worries me if they go up against the Cowboys now with Zach Ertz, but. The biggest threat to the Cardinals are the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. First of all, the Dallas has the ability to keep the ball out of Kyler Murray's hand by running the football. They got the tackles to work with those bad boys like Chandler Jones that Arizona has on the end and coming around that corner. And they have an ability to beat you. Not on the outside only, but on the inside with those tight ends, because I worried about Arizona and Zach Ertz and the ability. And once they work him in, it's going to be very difficult. Once Arizona works in Zach Ertz, oh, it's going to be very difficult. You're going to need, don't be looking at me like, he got Grump. He got Grump. Grump is a million years years old.
And
ain't running up.
It doesn't stop him from the Super Bowl. It doesn't stop him from being a reliable runner.
No, but it stops Tom Brady. But making plays all the way up the field, Gronk ain't going to do that anymore. Zach can still do that. And those tight ends in Dallas, they can still do that.
But at the rare occasion they have to, what you mean they still do it like this? Some lengthy resume. What you point to about them? They don't have that lengthy resume. They did it a couple of games this year. So what?
Exactly.
All right, what did Gronk do? What is Gronk do? Gronk don't have to do that anymore. You know why? Because Gronk will be ready for the
Gronk's
postseason.
Gronk's a great red zone topic right now.
Exactly.
Gronk's a great red zone topic. Target right now, but he is not the old Gronk. He's not Gronk of old.
He don't have to be.
And he will never be. And that's going to be a huge difference right here in this football team. No doubt, Dallas is the biggest competition in Arizona, and they will be playing each other. That's why I know Arizona won't.
Who's gonna be playing each other?
Dallas.
Who's gonna be playing each other?
Dallas and Arizona.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Dallas might not win a playoff game. This is beautiful. This is beautiful.
They might not win a playoff game.
It depends on their season. If they're playing the number seven seed and they're number one seed, that would be different.
But I'm telling you right now,
they ain't going to NFC Championship game. I tell you that right now. Dallas ain't going to NFC Championship game. Dallas going home before the NFC Championship game. I'm going to be watching the NFC Championship game that ain't going to include the Dallas Cowboys. You can just brace yourself for that. I'm telling you that right now.
We'll see. Let me tell you. Did y'all hear the other day? Let me tell you. I thought about this too. I said, I wanted to pull it out. When J.J. Watt started talking about everybody.
We just better.
But let me tell you what he's trying to do. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to manufacture that thing
and what
that
would you
them
would,
together.
And what do you do? And what do you do when you're talking about the Cowboys? When I told you that
the Cowboys got it on the field. This is not something. He's working on trying to make it happen. But the Cowboys already have it.
Hold it, damn it. Here's the deal. Number one. He would know. He's a three-time defensive player of the year. And by the way, he was playing in Houston, so he knows what it's like to lose.
But ain't nobody giving them credit.
What the difference is between losing and winning. That's number one. Y'all don't know about winning yet. Y'all just learning. You better lose it, so don't act like you know. Secondly, here's another point, because you're forgetting this. You sit there talking about he's trying to manufacture. Who tries to manufacture stuff for the Cowboys more than you?
I'm not manufacturing. I'm spotting. Recognizing and delivering to the people.
No, you are not.
That's my job.
Not what you're doing.
I got to give it
time
to the people.
Time out. Who was on draft night hugging Micah Parsons? Look at what we going to do. Okay, listen.
Is he not a beast on that football field?
Time out. I love Micah Parsons, and I love my man Trayvon Diggs, defensive player of the year.
I understand all of that.
But y'all act like there was nowhere to go but up after Mike Nolan had your defense last year. So, again, the improvement that they've shown, while it is recognized, the heftiness of the schedule comes later on in the season, and damn sure the postseason. You've been talking and bloviating all you want to. J.J. Watt has more. He's got more of a right to do it than you. He's on the field right now.
What I'm saying is, we're here giving Arizona credit right now.
Yeah.
What J.J. Watt is trying to do is bring the team together by making a thing. Nobody believes in us, so we got to come together.
And what do you do about the Cowboys?
That's manufacturing. Did you hear that?
Okay.
Amari Cooper said the other day,
we are working on perfection.
This is a championship offense. We expect to score every series.
What level of credibility do the Cowboys have to sit there and call anything a championship, anything with their roster? Anything! What have they done?
What level of credibility does J.J. Watt and them have? They have nothing. Nothing at all. Six years, America, defensive player of the year, but it didn't go anywhere. What good did it do?
I love the passion. I've really earned my paycheck today. We have one more commercial break. Please, pray for me, everybody.
It's real out here.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast.
Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Matty Ice led the Falcons on a game-winning drive to beat the Dolphins 38-28. It was Ryan's 40th game-winning drive in his fourth quarter in overtime, which trails only Drew Brees' 41 comebacks since 2008. Here's Falcons' Arthur Smith on his quarterback's lack of respect.
You got to have the right mindset, and you got to have some courage, and especially at the quarterback position, and he does. He's a special player. I personally think he's criminally underrated. If you look at his career here in the National Football League.
I'll start with you. Do you agree Matt Ryan has been criminally underrated?
No, I don't believe he's been criminally underrated. I think that a lot of people watch football and they give Matt Ryan his respect. They know that he's a talent. It's just that, Molly, he hasn't had a winning record since 2017. He's 7-9, 7-8, 4-12, and now this year he's 3-3.
Right.
And at one time he was the highest paid quarterback in football.
Well, he's a former league MVP.
I'm just saying, and he's a former league MVP who took them to the Super Bowl. And listen, it's hard to recover when you're the quarterback that had enough clout in the league and you lose a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl. Because even though the defense couldn't stop Tom Brady, you could have made better play calling. You could have influenced Kyle Shanahan to make better play calling so you could hold the football a little bit longer and use that clock to your advantage. Matt Ryan didn't do that. And ever since then, they've been going downhill precipitously. Matt Ryan can play. He's not a scrub.
Yeah, right.
We know that. But I would not say at all that he has been criminally underrated. People have given him his respect, but they've also called him out because his talent demands that he should have done more than he did.
And that's what
we should have.
If we break it down, that's the question we should place out here. Has he been criminally underrated or has he been criminally underachieved with the talent he had around him? Now, Matt Ryan had some beast around him. Already told you about the fights I had with God about Julio Jones. He's been played the best part of his year with Julio Jones. So no, he's not criminally underrated. And I'm not saying he criminally underachieved. He had a very good career, but not underrated, man. And certainly bring me some more than just one opportunity at a Super Bowl that you lost and let Tom Brady come back on. So, hey, coach is just trying to get close with him. I understand that and make sure that everybody understands that he's behind.
When's the last time he had a really good defense?
It's been a while, but let's also understand something here. We're looking at him, too. Like, there's been plenty of times when they lost the game because their defense couldn't stop a cold. There were other times where he could have done more, and he didn't. And when you were in the same division as Drew Brees, there's going to be expectations. Once Tom Brady arrived, there was going to be expectations. And if you're competitive, that would be different.
Game,
but when you just fall off the map and you become a losing team, that's a problem, period. And by the way, that kid Pitts is the real deal at that tight end spot.
Sure. And that's why I said he's had so much talent.
He
had what we call the gift
Calvin
of wide
Ridley
receiver.
And Julio
and
Jones.
Now he has Kyle Pitts. It's a lot of talent there.
Before we go, Monday Night Football, who you got? You going Seahawks?
No. Russell Wilson's not playing. No. I'm going to roll with the Saints. And Sean Payton.
Yeah, you roll with the Saints here. Man, even though Geno hadn't played bad,
he hasn't played bad.
Man.
He hasn't played bad.
Just little mistakes at the end of the game where he loses the ball or throw an interception.
Geno is the kind of quarterback that has to win running away. If the game is tight when it counts, you can also count on him making a mistake. That's the problem. He's played relatively well. I've been very impressed with Geno Smith, but he makes pivotal mistakes, and that's the problem with him, and I don't see it being any different tonight.
Yeah.
A lot of hypocrisy by you today. So if you could just watch the show back and just see the inconsistencies throughout.
Hypocrisy.
I'd like you to do that. I'd like you to look at the first hour
he's
and how hard he went for Aaron Rodgers.
That's
and then to the
right
second
there.
Hour.
It's kind of an order around.
We should all watch tape, right?
Got Ryan Cummings saying,
I know you have so many shows.
How's UConn doing? How's UConn?
UConn lost to Middle Tennessee. It's very sad.
That's right. You probably don't go to the next game, too, ain't you?
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.